Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
The reason the radical left hates Trump's agenda so much is because he is tearing down all the systems of fraud upon which the power of the Democrat Party is based. Think about it. Affirmative action. What is it? Government-approved discrimination. It allows universities, government offices, and even corporations to discriminate against people based on the pigmentation of their skin. How is that just? How is that allowed in a fair society? It's irreconcilable with a meritocracy. It even opposes actually the vision of Dr. Martin Luther King, who wanted his children to grow up in a world judged by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. And this is a universal idea that all of us should be judged based on our merit, not our color. Because merit is something that we can develop. It's something we can earn or demonstrate. Color is something we're just born with. We have no control over the color of our skin. So to judge people on that color is absurd. Well, Trump is tearing that down. So immediately the Democrats lose a lot of power because they want people in power who are not the best qualified. They want people in power at the Supreme Court, for example, and there are individuals there at the Supreme Court right now who are not qualified to be there, but they are the right color. Isn't that interesting? Because of affirmative action. Well, Trump ended that, and the left is going insane. Trump said, we're going to restore merit in our society. That's how you actually make America great again. That's how you make a better society, is you don't look at skin color, so that everybody has a truly equal opportunity for any job, for any business, for any government position, if that's what they're seeking. Everybody has the same opportunity, and they simply need to demonstrate the skills or the merit in order to have that position. On top of that, Trump is also tearing down the open borders highway of human trafficking and illegal trafficking that the left depends on in order to get voters into the country. Yes, that's right. In Democrat states, the illegals vote. They are given driver's licenses. They are automatically registered to vote, even when they are not citizens. This is all by design. This is what the Democrats want. This is their system of fraud. And it's more than that. By simply living in the United States, illegals count toward the census. And the census determines apportionment in the House. So simply by allowing more illegals to invade the United States of America, Democrats get more House seats in Congress. What a scam that is. And Trump is working to put an end to that. And this is going to cause a reapportionment of House seats. It's going to bring more power back to the red states, or states where there is, of course, a lot less illegal immigration. This is why the Democrats hate Trump's agenda. They also hate the fact that Trump has affirmed there are only two genders, male and female. Everything else is mental illness. And of course, the left wants mental illness because that's the only way that their narratives or their philosophies can survive, is if people share their mass mental illness. Left-wing ideas are mentally ill ideas. There's simply no question about it. It's the defining characteristic of the things they believe. They believe that men can get pregnant. That's insane. It's a mental illness. They think that biological men should be able to compete with women in women's sports, to actually beat up women in the boxing ring or on the wrestling mat or in swimming or cycling or even non-contact sports like that. But that's also insane. Now, on top of that, Trump is working to dismantle one of the favorites of the radical left, which is the big pharma vaccine industrial complex. Because through big pharma and vaccines and pandemics, the left can roll out their tyranny and they can demand lockdowns. They can demand that people obey them. They can demand people wear masks. They can shut down small businesses. They can shut down churches. See, that's the kind of power that left-wing authoritarians love to wield over the American people, because they're power-hungry tyrants. And, you know, big pharma, vaccines, pandemics, it all goes together. This gives them that excuse to wield that power over people. And Trump, through RFK Jr., as head of HHS, if he is confirmed, Trump is going to dismantle that authoritarian system. He's going to bring power back to the people, back to the states, back to the counties, and to the individuals, which is where it belongs. So if you're tired of the tyranny of the left, and if you're tired of the delusions, the lies, the transgenderism, mental illness being pushed on your children in school, or being pushed in pop culture, which it has been relentlessly for the last decade, then you're going to love Trump's reforms because, again, it's taking away the fraudulent narratives of the radical left, whose very existence depends on fraud and lies and delusions and mental illness. And it's time for that to end. We have all suffered far too long, far too much, under this authoritarian system of delusional thinking and mass mental illness. We have been censored for stating the truth that there are only two genders. We have been censored for stating the truth that masks don't work. We've been censored for stating the obvious that vaccines harm some people, and especially that these COVID vaccines don't work. They're not effective, they don't stop transmission, and they don't stop infections. But by saying these things, we have been censored relentlessly for the last decade. And Trump is also attacking the censorship regime and saying it's time to end this censorship. He's ordered the government to stop funding organizations that push censorship through labels of so-called disinformation or misinformation or malinformation. It turns out that the worst disinformation was pushed by the government itself, by the FDA, by the CDC, by Big Pharma, by the corporate media. And the best information came from people like us in the independent media, naturalnews.com, Brighteon.com, InfoWars, you know, so many different independent media publications. We told the truth. We got it right. We exposed the bioweapons. We exposed the fake vaccine that doesn't work. We exposed it all. And as a result, we were censored by authoritarian leftists who ran big tech and the NGOs, the nonprofits, and the government itself, and most of the corporations. Well, times are changing rapidly. Rapidly. And what's happening now is Trump is pushing back on this agenda so hard that the left, well, they're losing their minds. And these very same people, like this bishop who tried to lecture Trump during this National Prayer Service sermon, tried to lecture him and say, oh, these gay children, they fear for their lives. These are the same kind of people who, if Kamala had won, they would be screaming at us and saying, you must obey. You are hate-filled if you don't love transgenderism. We're coming for your children. We're going to mutilate your children and call it progress. You know, these people, these militant trans pushers, these militant LGBT activists, now all of a sudden they want to claim that they're victims. Oh, we fear for our lives. No, we're not falling for it. Because you spent the last 8 years twerking your asses in our children's faces. You spent the last 8 years censoring us for telling the truth that there are only two genders. You are the tyrants. You are the evil child mutilators of our world, the evil doctors that slice off reproductive organs and call it gender-affirming surgery. You are evil. And we, the people, with Trump's help, we are here to stop you. That's what's driving the left absolutely bonkers. They can't stand the fact that their delusions are collapsing. Because remember that these leftists, they believe that anybody should be able to walk into America and get a driver's license and vote, and it doesn't matter if they're even a citizen. They actually believe that America should be invaded and overrun. They actually believe that murdering unborn children is a good thing. And you know why? You know why they believe that? You know why they celebrate mutilating children in the name of transgenderism? And you know why they celebrate spilling the blood of unborn babies and harvesting the organs of those babies? You know why? Because they are Satanists. They represent satanic agendas. And that's why they hate America, a nation founded on Christian principles. That's why they hate the Constitution. They hate the Bill of Rights. They hate humanity. That's why they support globalist depopulation agendas with mRNA vaccine jabs that are designed to exterminate and make people infertile. The left celebrates these things because the left is demonic and anti-human. They are a destructive force on our planet, and they very nearly destroyed our constitutional republic. They carried out sabotage for the last 4 years under Biden and 8 years under Obama. It really ramped up under Biden, of course, with sabotage against the energy infrastructure to try to shut down America's economy, sabotage against food hubs, sabotage against our elections, sabotage against the people, sabotage against natural health supplement companies. The government waged war under Biden, war against the American people to try to cause maximum harm, to shut off as much infrastructure as possible, to halt energy, transportation, and exploration. And just as Democrats love to murder children, they also love to murder a constitutional republic. They don't want a child to be born alive, and they also don't want the republic to remain alive. Fortunately, almost certainly with the hand of God helping us, we were able to overcome these demon rats in the last election. We were able to put this republic on a new course. A course that, if we stay on track, a course that may result in real deep reforms that can bring this country back from the brink of destruction. And that's going to require the nomination of people like RFK Jr. to the head of HHS. It's going to require dedicated, continued action by Trump and the people around Trump. It's going to require you and I to continue to push hard for the kind of reforms that are necessary to get the corruption and the fraudsters out of Washington, D.C., restore some form of sanity to this country, and stop the radical left-wing agendas of child mutilations, human trafficking, climate cultism, which is rooted in delusional thinking, and so much more. So this is not a time to sit back and just celebrate one election victory and say, well, Trump's going to do the rest now, like my part is done. No. This is a time for each and every one of us to stand strong, to express through our voices and through our peaceful activism our support for the very necessary and profound reforms that will help correct the many years of sabotage under which our nation has suffered, that will help correct the injustice of radical left-wing affirmative action, which is discrimination against people. We have to correct the faked science of climate cultism and the faked science of vaccines and virology and PCR testing and all that nonsense. We have an opportunity to correct this right now. And this opportunity is going to take our continued efforts, our dedication, our honesty, and a willingness to not back down. Because CNN and NPR and the New York Times and the Washington Post, they're going to attack Trump and attack us and attack logic and reason like crazy, like they always have. They're going to sit there and say to your face that, no, we need to be able to kill babies. And there's a global warming catastrophe. And they're just going to gaslight you and hope that there's enough stupid suckers across America to believe anything they say. And there are some suckers, but fewer and fewer with each passing day. More and more Americans are on to the scam now. And I know that includes you listening to this. Will you ever trust the CDC again? Will you ever trust the FDA? Do you trust the IRS? Do you trust the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, any of them? No. Of course you don't. Do you trust Big Pharma? Do you trust the big food companies? Do you trust the agricultural pesticide giants? Not a chance. Do you trust the USDA, the EPA, the ATF, the DEA, the FBI? No. You don't trust any of them. None of us do. Because they've all been shown to be frauds. And Trump is either going to shut them down or radically reform them through his team and through the DOJ and really aggressive, profound legal reforms. He is going to do his best to clean house, and it's yet to be seen how effective that's going to be. But it's clear now, based on the actions of Trump in his first few days, it's clear that Trump means business. And whatever reservations I had about Trump beforehand, those have faded away because Trump pardoned the J6 hostages. He did what he said he was going to do. And he ended affirmative action. And he ended the transgenderism nonsense in the federal government. And he is dispatching thousands of troops to the border. He's going to secure the border. And his man, Tom Homan, has already achieved 300 arrests of violent illegal criminals, taking them off the streets of America where they were murdering, harassing, and threatening innocent Americans. And that all happened in one day, the 300 arrests. Thousands more arrests are coming. Right now, Trump is doing exactly what needs to be done. He's doing exactly what he promised to do. And he's doing exactly what the American people elected him to do. And I'm impressed. I was skeptical. I didn't think that he would do all this in the first few days. And he's proven my suspicions to be unwarranted. I'm incredibly grateful that God led us to this day. I'm incredibly humbled by this opportunity that we have before us. And I'm also incredibly grateful that Trump is taking his historic role seriously, and he's doing what needs to be done to reclaim this constitutional republic for we the people, take it out of the hands of the radical left-wing Democrat delusion pushers, out of the hands of the evil pharmaceutical companies if RFK gets confirmed. And Trump is giving us America back to we the people. Now, one area where we haven't seen any action yet, although it's very early, so this is going to take some time, and I know that Trump and his team are focused on this, and that is election integrity. It's clear that the Democrats only have power in this country because of cheating. They rig elections like they brush their teeth, you know? Do they brush their teeth? I'm not even sure. They rig elections like they tie their shoes. They rig elections every day, you know, every opportunity. They cheat. That's got to stop. And if it does stop, the Democrats will lose power almost instantly. We have to have honest elections in this country, which means we end vote by machine. We have paper ballots, same day counting, one day of an election. That's it. It's all counted that night. You can't just keep counting ballots day after day after day and, you know, pushing your candidate over the top with rigged counterfeit ballots, which is what the Democrats do every time. And we have to have, of course, nationwide voter ID. You want to vote, you show your ID. You want to register, you show your ID. And you have to be, obviously, a U.S. citizen to vote. End of story. Anybody opposed to that is complicit in criminal election rigging. And the voting machines, the black box voting machines, have got to go, because we know how they rig elections. We know they use the voter rolls, and they assign votes to people who did not even vote, or sometimes people who are dead or who moved out of the state. The only way to have an honest election is people show up in person on one day, show your ID, vote on a paper ballot, and you count the paper ballots, and then you put them in a stack that everybody can see. Here's the paper ballots. And you let them be audited and inspected by different neutral parties. Remember that after the rigged 2020 election, no judge would allow the evidence of the votes to even be looked at, much less audited. It was a rigged, fraudulent election. And truth be told, Joe Biden was never president. In fact, Trump is currently serving his third term as president of the United States, even though he was never sworn in for his second term. That's why he gets a third term. But he won all three elections. That's historic right there. And if we are to achieve real justice in this nation, the rigged 2020 election should be retroactively nullified. Every executive order and every law that Joe Biden signed should be nullified. And every person who was complicit in the rigging of that election should be arrested and prosecuted. And if found guilty, then sentenced to prison for life. Because when you rig elections, you very nearly destroy this nation. We almost lost this republic because of the rigged 2020 election. And you know who took part in that rigging? Mark Zuckerberg, Google, all the big tech companies, they took part in the rigging. Numerous federal judges took part in the rigging. They rigged it on purpose. And numerous operatives at the local level in various states, they were part of the rigging. Some of them were caught on camera. They all need to be prosecuted and, in my opinion, imprisoned for life if found guilty. If you rig elections in America, you no longer get to participate in free society. End of story. So I hope and pray that the truth comes out. I hope and pray for real justice to be assigned to those who did bad deeds. I hope that legal justice comes to them and that they are legally punished for their bad deeds. And for those who carried out good deeds, I hope that they are recognized and blessed and thanked for their good deeds. And the J6 prisoners deserve massive apologies, not just pardons, but also apologies. I also believe that all the J6 prisoners deserve compensation. I don't know that that's going to happen, but it's something that I believe should happen. And I think that Anthony Fauci should be prosecuted for crimes against humanity. And there's a long list of would-be criminals who went along with the COVID pandemic. There are state officials, local officials, there are mayors, there are hospital administrators that, in my opinion, need to go to prison for life for what they did. I hope and pray that the investigations are conducted, that the truth is found, and that those who are complicit and guilty in these operations are sentenced accordingly via the rule of law. That's what I wish for. And then we can really make America great again by restoring justice and honesty and the rule of law to this country. There need to be legal consequences for those who violated the law and rigged elections and pushed the pandemic and murdered people with vaccine mandates, etc. Consequences. Legal consequences. I hope and pray that Trump will pursue those consequences. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the publisher of naturalnews.com, the founder of Brighteon.com, and the creator of the new upcoming Brighteon.ai large language model called Enoch, which is trained on the world's best curated knowledge base on nutrition and alternative medicine, natural medicine, herbs, disease prevention through natural medicine, economics, finance, banking, history, climate, and so much more. Check it out at brighteon.ai. You'll be able to download the model for free. It's open source, free to use. Thank you for listening. God bless you all, and God bless America. Take care. We've got an exciting and really delicious new product at the Health Ranger store. It's called Organic Creamy Buttery and Cheesy Mashed Potatoes. And it's just one of several new products that we have. Here we've got heavy cream. This is all organic. It's all laboratory tested. Heavy cream, butter powder, white cheddar powder, and then this mashed potatoes product that uses all of these to be incredibly delicious. And here's the thing. We don't use artificial colors or artificial ingredients or artificial flavors of any kind. And if you look at this mashed potatoes product, let me scroll down and show you. The ingredients are right here. Check this out. You've never seen this in a product before. Organic potato flakes, organic heavy cream powder, organic butter powder, organic white cheddar cheese powder, and pink Himalayan salt. And that's it. Nothing else. No preservatives, no chemicals, no colors, no artificial flavors, no MSG. None of that garbage. So if you want real, honest, certified organic, lab-tested food, this is where you get it, healthrangerstore.com. And on top of the cream powder and the butter powder, of course we have, you know, vegan and vegetarian solutions, you know, non-cream, non-dairy solutions. We've also got this really popular, amazing toothpaste that's formulated by us and made in the United States now. It's called Silver Fresh Fluoride-Free Toothpaste, Peppermint Plus Anise. And this is a three-pack, but you can get them individually or six-pack, etc. This is really, I mean, people love the ingredients, and it's made from colloidal silver produced from Texas rainwater through our own contraptions, our own innovations. The ingredients are really clean and pure. Check it out. Silver water, xylitol, which has amazing properties, vegetable glycerin, you know, calcium carbonate, and so on. Just look at the ingredients. Incredibly clean, incredibly just simple, honest. This is the kind of product that you normally can't find this at retail. And it's indicative of what we offer at healthrangerstore.com, which is these natural solutions and nutritional supplements, personal care products, home care products, and some survival products as well. Just go to healthrangerstore.com. And you see here, you can click on the categories. This is on the homepage. You can click on supplements, preparedness, personal care, food and beverage, or home. And we've got auto ship. We've got loyalty points that you get. We've got combo packs and so on. And many new products here, including a toxin binder, 2 ounces right here, a daily immune complex blend, and so much more. And freeze-dried foods, all kinds of different, you know, liver support, sleep support, and back in stock items that have been out of stock are now finally back in stock, such as instant coffee, which is really popular. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And remember that supporting us at healthrangerstore.com helps support this platform. Our multiple platforms, our AI R&D project that we're giving back to humanity through a free open source AI model trained on nutrition, wellness, and herbs, and preparedness, and much more. So shop with confidence, knowing that you're getting really clean, highly nutritious foods and supplements, and you're supporting a good cause that believes in decentralization of knowledge for humanity and uplifting humanity through nutrition and health solutions. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the founder of Brighteon.com, the publisher of NaturalNews.com, and the founder of HealthRangerStore.com. Thank you again for your support. Take care.